USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during a Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. And House Republicans have introduced a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure package. The $400 billion bill is narrowly focused on core infrastructure, funding bridges, highways, and transit systems. The proposal is even smaller than the $570 billion proposal crafted by Senate Republicans, and much smaller than the president's more than $2 trillion proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.